With 91 Seconds on Film, I'm Tom DuMontier. 91 Seconds on Film is brought to you by Sneak Reviews Video, specializing in foreign, classic, and independent film. Good comedy is like good sex, insofar as it should be varied, intense, and creative. Perhaps also being old-fashioned and valuing quality over quantity makes me loathe Little Man, a film stuck in the oral, anal, and phallic stages of its development. The word pornographic almost comes to mind because Little Man is comedy based solely on delivery. Jokes appear without buildup or resistance, and what good is comic force without the fulcrum of timing and craft? Violent groin shots and 8-year-old hijinks reduce the film to a bland, vulgar drone. Little Man is nothing short of a thin comic sketch that continues ad nauseum. But the film's biggest weakness is in the failed mixture of comedy and technology. Matching Marlon Wayans' face to the body of a baby required him to act in front of a green screen. So when Marlon and Sean Wayans appear to share screen time, it is only technology that unites them. This leads to performances that are disjointed and uninformed, thoroughly wrecking any chemistry. Little Man is indeed a who's who of alums from Saturday Night Live and In Living Color. David Alan Greer, Tracy Morgan, Molly Shannon, and Rob Schneider bring their skills to a film that bears a closer resemblance to Mad TV. It's never too early to think about the worst films of 2006, and Little Man will certainly make the list. With 91 Seconds on Film, I'm Tom DuMontier. 91 Seconds on Film is brought to you by Sneak Reviews Video, returning video to the art of film on 250 West, just past U Heights. 91 Seconds on Film can be heard Thursdays and Saturdays at 2:20, Friday mornings at 9:20, and Friday afternoons at 5:20.